Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Miss V, the Toy Lady. It's Tuesday night and you know what that means. Real talk, real sex, and a whole lot of fun. I want to take a minute to welcome you to V's After Dark, the place where we're unfiltered and uncensored. Tonight, I've got a special guest, Roderick of Roderick's Massage Therapist out of Detroit, Michigan. And tonight, he's going to be put on my hot seat to be asked the questions that you want to know about massage. It's going to be a really serious show tonight, but we're still going to have some fun. I want to tell everybody thank you for listening. You know, we came on a few weeks ago, and we are just happy. I'm so happy to be here. With all that said, I want to make sure that you guys know that we're going to be at Exotica Atlantic City, and I'm so happy. This week has been a crazy week for your girl. I've been chilling, relaxing, just trying to get everything ready for you. Remember, always, as usual, sex toy demo at the end of the show. And tonight is a really good toy, one of my favorites that I like to use. So don't go anywhere. Make sure you listen for that. Also, remember, the one place that you can always find all the hottest toys on the web is at your girl, Miss V the Toy Lady, thetoylady.com. Well, this week, our topic is, what is swag? And I want to thank Ross last week, one of my callers, for putting that out there. And I actually got a chance to look up what swag was. And it's interesting. You know, it's we were talking, and I wanted to know if I had swag. And we weren't sure if I had it. And I'm going to ask my guest when he comes on, do I have swag? And the question is, do you have swag? Because according to the dictionary, this was the free dictionary online, swag, to walk or conduct oneself with an insolent or arrogant air, to strut, to brass, to brag, to boast. You know, I've been wondering about this swag thing, because when it came up last week, I was like, dog, do I have swag? I ain't know if I had it. And a few people said, yeah, you got swag. You got it strong. Well, I've been looking at it, and I think I do have swag. But the question is always, do you have swag? And do people really know what swag means? Because some people think they got swag, and they just arrogant. And it's not swag, you know. When you look at the urban term of swag, it's about being cool, you know, being sexy, you know, carrying yourself with that utmost confidence, something that nobody can touch, you know, one of those things that we always have to go through. But I want to touch base with you guys, because it's a few things I've been forgetting to go over, and I had to be reminded by one of my partners this week, because, as you know, I'm always doing something new. It's always something crazy going on in my life. Well, they told me, make sure I let you guys know about Exotica Atlantic City. But if you haven't been listening, starting actually on Friday, which is March 1st, for the first 7 days of March, for everyone who buy the Who is V calendar, that's the 2013 calendar that I put out last year with me and some of the sexiest women in the city of Detroit, you get entered into a chance to get one free VIP ticket to Exotica Atlantic City. That's right, we will be at Exotica Atlantic City. I will be broadcasting live. Well, unlike last year where you had to guess who I was, this year you're going to get the Who is V postcard. that was put in for the people who entered the contest. But instead of saying who I am, you're just going to drop that card back through the mail. Or better yet, I'm going to probably give you guys a text number to text your information to. But it will only be for the people who buy the calendar. So when you buy the calendar, in the comments section, make sure you put your name, your address, and especially your phone number. With that phone number, you will get a text from me. And that's how I'll do it. You know, I'm going to make it simple. When you buy the calendar, just put in the comments section, enter for Exotica Atlantic City, and put your name, address, and phone number from all those entries next week until next Friday. So we're going to start this Friday and go to next Friday. And the following Tuesday, I'm going to call somebody on the air, and they're going to get that VIP ticket. And I'm going to do that until Friday for about 4 weeks. I'm going to give away 4 tickets, and I'm going to let people come and have fun with me, because the catch with that is that you have to live in the New Jersey area. I won't be flying anyone in this time. I'm sorry, babies, but you'll still get a chance to party and hang with us. Also, we've got the dates confirmed for the Adult Expo in Vegas. It's a wrap. We will definitely be there next year. I will be there, walking around with all of my sexiness, and I'm going to have the massage therapist there, and Papi Chulo is going to be there, and oh my God, there's going to be so many people. But getting back to Atlantic City, it's going to be Mr. Magic Coffee. It's going to be so many people there walking around that I know, and this is going to be exciting, because a lot of times being an East Coaster, I see my people. We talk on Skype, you know, we're hollering on the phone, but we don't get a chance to hang. So Atlantic City is going to be a chance for us to do the grown folks thing. And if you've been listening to my show, you know that, you know, my mentor is always on my back about doing things. But I want to make sure that you guys know how to contact me. And follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. Also, while we've got everything going and, you know, we're waiting on my guests to come in, I want to hear from you guys this week. I want to know what you think about this swag, or as we call it, swagger. Because without you guys, there is no me. And I really want to know what's going on. How's your week been? What's been going on? What do you want to talk about? Because next week, our lineup. Oh, my God. I know you guys say this chick is all over the place. I'm a little scatterbrained. I've got some few things going on. We won't get too much into it, but your girl is going to apologize to you, because definitely it's been a hectic week for me. But I want to give you my lineup. Next week, I've got Anthony B, the CEO of So Sincere Entertainment. And if you don't know who he is the behind-the-scenes guy for people like Rick Ross and a few others, and I am so glad he's going to be on the show. He's going to be on my hot seat, and I've got some questions for him. We've been talking behind the scenes, and we've been having fun. So having him on the air is going to be great. The following week, we've got the luscious, the chocolate, the most beautiful, Miss Coco Divine, and she's going to be on air with us, and we're going to have fun with her, because I want to know what she's got going on. This is one hot female. If you haven't seen her, you know, she is one of the hottest female of female actors in the industry. So we're going to have her on. And the 26th, we got my girl, the one and only, as we said, oh my God, it is Naomi Banks. She's coming on, and we want to know all of what she's got going on. It's 2013, and just can't wait to get her up in the studio, you know, to find out what's going on. This is an interview that I have been so looking forward to. And we also have Miss Desire, retired adult entertainer, and she's going to let us know what's going on. And that's just a lineup for the next 4 weeks. And we've got a lot of people lined up to come on. We're getting prepared for Atlantic City. If you know anybody, shout out to everybody in the Atlantic City area. If you know anybody who wants to work, we're hiring for Atlantic City. We're going to do local talent for the booth. And this is a chance for anybody who lives there to come out, have fun, Be Sexy with Me and Mini Me. And yes, I'm promoting Mini Me again at Tata Beauty on Twitter. She will be there. We've confirmed it is a lock, and just going to have fun. And if you've never seen me and Mini Me together, it's a show for everybody because we're just so crazy. With that said, I need to get you guys in one of my moods. So while we're waiting on our guest to call in, I want to let you listen to a little bit of my music.
You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck too.
No, you ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck too.
Now you ain't gotta say much, cause I was creeping you. Looking at your hips got me thinking about how deep in you I'm trying to go. You heard about No Limit Soldiers. We get up in it and hit it harder than Taylor hold ya. I thought I told you, soldier draws, cover my balls. I'm known for ripping the pussy walls. I heard you got that kill. I can see it all in your grill. Can you ride it like a black Mercedes? And make me do that shit I never did with other ladies. I got a woman, so I'm not looking for love. I just wanna fit your glove. Get a couple of and I'm out just like a thug. Hit me on my page if you want it. It's soldier passion. So get up on it if you want it.
You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck.
No. You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck. Put me on the counter in the kitchen now, baby. Call my body with some ice cream. Leave me from head to toe, bending me over 69 and be the next thing. I wanna taste your body all night long. From sun up to sundown, I wanna make you mine.
You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me your boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck too.
No, you gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck too.
Killing like a candle and get you in the places the light won't show. I'll do my time and do it slow. I'll do my oral exercises right between your thighs. It's so very pleasurable. I'll go places he won't go. Let's keep it on the low. So you don't know, let's take it to the floor. You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck too.
No, you ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
Okay, now I had to get myself in a nice little mood. I love that song, just to let everybody know that. If you haven't been listening, that's one of my favorite songs. But with that, tonight, I can't wait to talk to my guest, the massage therapist. This is going to be so much fun. He just don't know what I've got lined up for him tonight. Being on the hot seat, this will be the first time that he's been on the hot seat with Miss V, so you know, it's going to be fun. We're going to have a good show. And one of the things that we're going to be hitting on is that the benefits, if you've never had a massage, and I'm not talking about when your girl or your dude got you in the bed and they doing that rubby-dubby thing and calling it a massage. I'm talking about getting a real massage from a professional. I get mine somewhat on a regular basis, and it's a lot of questions. I actually have a lot of questions lined up, you know, and this is one of the things that, you know, I've been waiting to do. I told him when I first started talking about doing the show, I was like, I promise you I'm going to have you on the show. This is something that I needed to do, because there are questions that when you talk to a person that you can't always get through. But I'm going to have fun with it. And I want to let you guys know, you know, don't be afraid to call in. Don't be afraid to listen. Don't be afraid to go into the chat room. You got me for 2 hours. This is undivided attention with me for 2 hours. And yes, I will talk your ear off. We're going to have fun. You know, I'm always excited when I have my guest on. And being me, you got to know the personality. But it's all about the fun. And it's all about real sex. And, you know, this week, like I said, it's a little bit more serious show. We're a little bit more toned down this week versus how we've been in the past. But it's still going to be a lot of fun. And with that, you know, I want to get back into this swagger thing. Because, oh, like I told you, your girl is scatterbrained this week. But anyone who likes my intro, tell all your friends, you know, these new artists out here who want to get some airplay, shoot me your music. I like sexy music. I want that bump and grind, you know, that stuff that make me want to go jump someone's bones. But if somebody can send me a sweet intro, something that goes with my personality, I would love that. You know, I had someone who was supposed to do my intro for me, and we know how things fall through the cracks. I'm still hoping they'll come through. But in the meantime, if you know anyone, let them know. Your girl is looking for one of them hot, sweet intros. You know, you get that airtime, you get a chance to hear me talk to me, and they'll be played every week. You know, and that's one of the things that we're looking at. Ooh. So, with that said, we're a few minutes away from our guest. And, wow, I can't believe I'm lost for words this week. How do I do it? Well, one of the ways I'm going to do it is by talking about sex. What are you guys' favorite toy? You know, you can shoot me a tweet at Miss V the Toy Lady and, you know, tell me what you want to talk about. Tell me what you want to hear me demo. Remember, it's me by myself, so any products that you want demoed, give me a couple of days' notice. You never know what I've got in that toy box. But remember, all products that I demo on air are available at V's After Dark at thetoylady.com. That's DATOYLADY.com. And I'm live, you guys. This is not recorded. Just so you'll know, 100% pure me. In about 10 minutes, we'll have our guest call in. And we're going to have fun with him. And just lots of fun tonight. I know I'm repeating myself. So let me read you guys some definitions. Because I've been reading this and I'm trying to understand it. And I want somebody to call in and let me know. Especially if Ross, if you're out there listening, sweetie, call in, because you brought up this topic, and there's a lot of information on swag and swagger out here, you know, and I want to know what you guys think about it. Do you have swag? What's the real definition of swag? Do people still have swag, you know, and do you think you have swag? And if you do think you have swag, what makes you think that you've got it? Because I didn't think I had it, and I was told that I had it, you know. And it's one of those things where you definitely got to go in and say, hey, I got this. But I want to let you know that we're having fun. All fun, pure fun, lots of fun. And, oh my God, it's just so much. So much, so much, so much. And tonight, I just want to be with you. Talk to me, holla at me. Tell your girl what's on your mind. And if you want to go to Exotica, if you've never been, call or let me know. And if you don't know about Exotica, take a look on YouTube, because I do have the video up there when I did the foreplay seminar. Yes, your girl did foreplay in Chicago, and we had fun. So if you've never been to Exotica, you know, I'm going to give big shouts out if Adrian's listening, you know, from Exotica. What's going on, baby? I got you. Definitely will be there. And I'm going to apologize to you guys. I'm hearing my voice and it's a little rough. But with that, I want you to know that come out, come play with us, come party with us. I'm going to have a few new tricks up my sleeve for Atlantic City. This will be the first time that it's there. So we're going to have fun. We're going to be at the Taj Mahal. So I've never been to Atlantic City, and I know that sounds strange to a lot of people, but I've never been to Atlantic City, so it's going to be fun for me. You know, I'm back and forth in Vegas. I'm all over the place, but Atlantic City is one of the places that I've never been. So I'm actually, like, going to be like a kid in a candy store, and I'm going to be having fun. And I'm just looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to doing all my shows there. I mean, think about it. I get a chance to be in Atlantic City, which is like the mini Vegas. And I get a chance to talk to you guys. So this is a chance for you to come up and say, what's up, Ms. V? I'll be on the air for 2 hours a day, you know, starting that Friday. And we're just going to have fun, because that's 2 hours where I get to mess with a whole crowd of people. I'm going to have people around, and we're going to be talking, and I'm going to have some guests. You know, this time, you know, we'll have our guests live right there. So we're going to have lots of fun, and I'm going to be asking questions. And it's something that I'm excited about, and I hope everybody else is excited as I am, because this is just, like, awesome. And let's see, what else we got going on? I'm not doing that sex toy demo. I was thinking about doing it. But I'm not going to do that quite yet. I'm going to, you know, be hollering at you guys and talking to you. And I'm going to bring on somebody real special, because I know who I got. So without further ado, you guys, I want to welcome to the show the one and only Roderick from Roderick's Therapeutic Massage, the massage therapist. This is one of my besties here. This is somebody who, if you've never had a massage, this is the person that you should really be talking to tonight. So, give it up for the boy.
Thank you so much, Missy.
So, without everything else, I want to welcome to tonight's guest, Roderick from Roderick Therapeutic Massage. What's going on, baby?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, can you hear me, sweetie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wow, you don't sound too good.
I've been sick all week.
I'm sorry. But you know what? I'm going to jump right into some questions for you, and then, you know, hopefully we'll get the callers to call in and ask you some things. So
they better be listening.
So first of all, I want to thank you for being on the show.
No, thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Well, my very first question for you is, how long have you been doing massages?
7.5 years.
Well, what made you?
And loving it. I'm on the phone. What made me start doing massages? Two friends told me that I should go into doing this. I used to work at a factory.
So you just went at it, you know, from there, a couple of folks said, yo, you need to get into it, and you just went into it?
Not at first. I was like, yeah, whatever. But then I kind of got sick and tired of my factory job. And I kept seeing the commercial for Everest when it was NIT, but never could find a pen to write down the number.
Oh, so we could picture one of those commercials where it's like that person saying, I was at a dead-end job and I found this job because I went here. You that person?
Yes.
Oh, that is so cool.
But then, before I went to Everest, I went to Irene's. But Irene's wanted too much money. And then my job cut back hours. So, you know, black men had to make a choice, either rent or school. And you know which one run out. It's called rent.
Gotta pay the bills.
Gotta pay the bills. But then eventually I got the number to Everest, called and went, and, you know, found out that this is what I love to do.
Okay, well, I've got a question for you. And this is, you know, I'm sure this question a lot of people want to know. What are the overall health benefits of receiving a massage?
There are like many. It's like first, you know, it helps you relax. It helps with the blood flow to get through your system and clean out those toxins. And it's just good for the relaxation.
Okay. So, for the people who don't know about massage, tell us like the different types of massages that you offer and that are available in general.
Well, I do Swedish sports, and I just started adding prenatal massages.
Okay, but what is a Swedish massage?
It's more of like a light to medium touch. For those who can't handle deep tissue pressure.
Okay.
For those pussies who can't handle deep tissue.
Okay. And
I'm just keeping it real.
Well, you said you offer a prenatal massage. So
yes, ma'am.
So you, for a woman who's pregnant, you know, for all my listeners out there who may be women, having a prenatal massage, what would make them get one of those? You know, and what are the benefits? I guess I should rephrase it. Being a pregnant woman, is it dangerous for the baby? I mean, is there a certain way that you have to give a massage when a woman is pregnant? You know, how do you go about that?
First of all, excuse me, they have to be at least 14 weeks.
Okay.
Anything under 14 weeks, I won't give you a massage. Oh, sorry. I'm sick, but I still had to call in and be your guest for you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I really apologize, baby. And you know what? I've got a caller on hold who I think has a question for you.
Oh, my first question on my first radio program. Ooh, ooh.
Good evening, sweetie. You're on the air with Miss V and the massage therapist. What's your question?
Good evening. This is Ross from last week. I enjoyed the show so much that I thought I'd call and listen in again. So, hey, guys, how are we doing?
I'm all right.
What's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on, brother? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm actually not real. Well, for a guy who's not there, who doesn't have kids, I mean, what advice you would give in terms of kind of like, I know you just mentioned that you don't give a woman massage anything who below 14 weeks, but what other things that can be done to kind of help relax them in the meantime?
She can basically get like a foot massage, but as far as like a full body, I mean, me technically we have rules. It's either you have to get a doctor's excuse, then they probably can get one, but I know the place that I work at, you have to be at least 14 weeks because you're still in that early stages of being pregnant and you can cause a miscarriage.
Oh, okay.
Because there's certain areas that you're not supposed to really put too much pressure. like the shoulders, the wrists, and the ankles. And when they're like really pregnant, you can't do the inner thigh.
Okay.
Wow, I didn't know that. Okay.
I didn't either, you know. And that's good to know, because I'm sure I've got a lot of ladies who are listening who have never heard of a prenatal massage. I definitely didn't know about a prenatal massage. But, you know, I do have another question for you. I got a chance to, you know, I got a chance to go on your website, and I saw on your website ear coning. And can you tell us a little bit what ear coning is?
Basically, ear coning is an old native and Egyptian, I'm trying to think of a big word I can say, an old Egyptian recipe that they used to use to get the earwax out of the ear canal. Because really, technically, when you use a Q-tip, you're actually pushing more wax into your ear than you're getting out of it.
Okay, so who would you recommend ear coning for?
Basically, ear coning's for anybody. I mean, they say you can't do children. I haven't done children yet. So I've done like a couple of adults that I used to work at. Basically, it's like you lay on your side. I put a flame retardant sheet over your head. And it's like you know how you roll up a piece of paper and it's like a cone?
Yeah.
That's how the cone looks. I set it on fire at the top. I put my finger at the bottom and let the smoke come down, build up. And then once we stick it in your ear canal, if I don't see any smoke coming out of your ear, then I know it's all going down into your ear and it's bringing up that wax.
Mm.
And it also helps with like sinuses, swimmer's ear, some chronic headaches, and allergies.
So if a person had like a lot of migraines, they could get this?
That should help.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not going to say that it's going to like, boom, you lay on the table and the 45 minutes to an hour after you get through the session, you're going to be cured. Can't say that. It's going to help.
Okay, but that's good to know. I'm sure, you know, I'm learning a lot. So for everybody, I'm telling you guys to call in because I got like a ton of questions that I've got. And I know I'm going to probably ask some questions that other people want to hear. And my next question for you is that, well, you know, I'm an athlete and I work out. But a lot of times as an athlete, we don't get massages. And I want to know, what are the benefits of athletes? I'm talking about runners, weightlifters, all that, getting a massage.
It helps stretches that muscle. Loosen up, keep those muscles from getting tight, really tight for you guys. And if you ever look at the Olympics when Michael Phelps first started, every time he got out the pool, what was he doing? He was going straight and get a massage to help that blood flow keep going.
So for athletes, how often do you recommend that they get massages? I mean, the person, we're not talking about, well, let's talk about regular Joe Blow athlete, person who maybe works out 3 or 4 days a week and they might run a couple of marathons, you know, somebody who just staying in shape. How often would you recommend a person like that get a massage?
Basically, it depends on, like, your time. How much time can you fit it in? I say, like, twice a month. Or it really depends on you. If you want to come twice a week, it's up to you. But I basically would say twice a month.
Mm. Okay, now this is a question I'm sure that a lot of the men out there are wondering. And this is a question that I actually have been wanting to ask you myself. Being that you're a man and you give massages, and we're so used to the stereotype of you see on TV, you see all these women, you know, giving massages and all this other stuff. Are men leery of getting a massage from you, considering that you are a professional?
I mean, it's 50-50. I mean, at the place I work at now, you can tell the guys who travel and really don't care as long as they get a good massage. Now, when I first started out, trust me, first day of class, when they say, hey, you got to give another dude a massage, you're like, huh? Like, what? But then, if you love what you do, you get over there real quick and be like, hey, I'm doing a profession. I mean, you get women that come into the place I work at that's They don't want a massage from a guy.
Okay. And that kind of leads into my next question. Being that you are a man and you give massages, and I'm just going to tell you what I've seen on TV, and I don't know if a lot of people are like me, but like I'm a Sex and the City fanatic, and there was an episode on Sex and the City when it was a dude giving massages, but he was giving more than massages, and Samantha decided that she wanted more than a massage. Have you had women hit on you and really expect you to, you know, I guess reciprocate or something? Or do most of your clients really keep it professional and they don't think that you're going to hit on them? I mean, not that you would hit on them, but do women clients that come to you expect more than a massage?
I mean, most of them do hit on you because if you do give a massage good, they are like wondering, like, I know your girlfriend or your wife is happy. And then you be like, no, I don't have one. They be like, yeah, right. Why would I lie? If I did have one, I would tell you. I mean, my job is to satisfy and help you relieve that stress, and I have to stick in a professional way. I'm speaking from my experience.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm always curious because, you never know what people are thinking of, what they're up to. And this is on subject, but one of my questions, and I'm talking from the professional standpoint, let's say you had a couple, a man and a woman or two women or whatever, and they're having problems with their sex life. Is there any benefits of getting a professional massage? I'm talking about coming to you to help with their sex life. You know, is there any like pressure points or something that massages can do to help a person who's having like problems with their sex life?
I mean, you can feel comfortable or relaxed, and you may feel appreciated to that person when you go home that they sent you to someone and they gave you a professional massage. You might, get a little benefit from it.
Okay, but
But it was each their own, because you may not know that you have a spot behind your knee, and then somebody cuts your knee, and you're like, oh, whoa.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
So actually, getting a massage, I might find out, if I were to come in, I may find out that I got some spots that are a little sensitive that I didn't know about. Is that what you're saying? And I could go home and tell my mate about it.
I mean, you may and you may not, because everybody can't give a good massage. There's a difference between at home massage and then a professional massage.
Okay, well, I got a question for you, because as with every profession out here, there's like some type of licensing or criteria. How would the general public, knowing who's listening, know that they're getting a massage from a person who's actually certified or licensed? Is there some type of licensing or something that massage therapists go through, or do you just wake up and say, hey, I'm going to do massages, and next thing you know, you got a job? I mean, what's the process? How do people know that when they go to get a massage that they're really getting it from somebody who is trained? Is there any way for us as a consumer to know? Is there something that we can ask for, something that we can see?
If you go through a spa you work at, you have to have your hours at the school. You have to show proof that you went through the education at an accredited school. You have to show your diploma when you go to the school. When you go to fill out an application, you have to give them a copy of your diploma to show that you finished the program.
Okay, well,
that's
like
what I had to do.
Okay, well, like,
but Michigan right now doesn't have a licensing. They have a licensing program now, but they just started it. You can get your license for like $95, but then it lasts up to 2014. But then 2014, you have to do the same thing over again. So you have to pay $95 again.
Okay, so basically what you're telling me is that if I were to, and I wouldn't know, but let's say, right now on this day and age, we've got Craigslist, we've got Backpage, all these free places that you can find ads, and you see people advertising for massages. basically, if I went on Backpage or Craigslist and this person said, hey, I'm doing massages for $15 and I'm a professional, there's really nothing that, you know, there's nothing out there that really right now requires that they be licensed other than schooling. So there's nothing that if I were to say, I want proof that you're a professional that they could really show me that's required. There's what you're saying is right now in this state where we're at, there's no requirement to show anything other than to your place of employment?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that's why they have the thing now with licenses. But like I said, you got to send it in. You got to fill out your application. My printer is broke, so I can't print mine out. But you have to send in your $95, but then you got to send it back in next year. So altogether, you got to spend $200.
But
I mean, Michigan is not one of the licenses that have, like, if you go to a little beauty salon, they're probably going to actually show a little proof that you got to have proof that you went to school. But if you woke up and just, hey, I want to be V's at the dark massage therapist, you can do that. That's the bad thing about our profession. That's the bad thing that makes it bad for the good ones. That's trying to do it legally.
Wow, that's interesting, you know, and like I said, that's one of the things that, you know, I always want to know about because, you know, when you go look for a doctor, I mean, I sit at the doctor's office and I'm like, wow, you know, I'm checking out the license. And when I do go get my hair done, I'm looking for that license. If I don't see a license, I'm like, yo, what's going on? Are you really licensed? And I'm like hopping
up.
But
you can get your own business license. Here through Michigan, you can't get your own business license where you got to go to like the health department,
mm-hmm.
get a form, and then you have to show proof that you went and go get a doctor's physical, things like that. When I first started out, you can get your business license. You got to go to Herman Kiefer, not the other part, the health service part, just to let your listeners know. And get an application, send back 3 references along with your doctor's physical and your money to pay for your business license, and then you can get your business license.
And
your business license, you have to show your certificate that you went to school for them to send you a business license for the state of Michigan.
Okay, so it's better if someone says they do massages and they're not at a salon like, what is it, Salon Green? I can't remember the name of it. But like the ones that are advertised on the billboards because, you know,
from Massage Green, you have to show proof that.
No, but what I'm saying is that if I were to go get a massage, you know, it would be better to ensure that I'm getting it from someone who's actually professional to go to someplace like Massage Green or one of the casinos versus, you know, just random person because at least there's an assurance that these people have actually gone through training and they know what they want to. I mean,
yeah,
what they're doing.
There's an insurance, but then I can't knock the ones who didn't go to school because school is expensive. I can't say just because that Sally didn't go to school that she doesn't want to be a massage therapist, but she may not have the money.
Okay.
I ain't going to knock, you know, that person because it is expensive to go to school.
Okay. Well, I got another question, you know. And this is for everyone because we know everyone who's listening, Roderick is out of Detroit, and my question is, you know, do you do home visits, or are you just stationary at one place?
I do both.
Okay, how would my listeners go about contacting you? You know, let's say that a person is traveling, you know, we've got Metro Airport, the McNamara Terminals, which is beautiful here, and a person has maybe, let's say, an 8-hour layover. They're flying in here because we do have some international flights, but they've got a layover. They've flown here, and their flight doesn't maybe leave out to the next morning. Is there a way for my listeners to contact you to maybe schedule a massage, like if they're at the airport or they're at a hotel? You know, do you do those type of visits, and Let my listeners know how they can contact you.
I mean, they can contact me personally through either my email address, my website, or the business number. The business number is 313-424-2522, or the website is RozzixTherapeuticMassage.com.
Okay, and they can actually make an appointment on your website?
They can fill out a form, and the form will come to my email address, and I will contact them once I get that form.
And I'm curious, and everybody does a party for different things. Do you offer any type of parties for people?
I do pamper parties. I have my 3 pamper party packages, which is my President Obama package, praise to the black man. My 2nd package would be my President and my First Lady Obama package. And then my 3rd package is my stimulus package.
Okay, what's the difference between all the packages?
My 1st package is, that's like a chair massage. Every guest get like 10 minutes free. Any additional minutes would be like $5 for like 7 minutes or $1 a minute. And that package is like $135. And that's 2.5 hours. And everybody get, like I said, 10 minutes free. The host of the party, of course, she gets 15 minutes free. And each pamper party package comes with a game with people with chances to win additional discounts on their next massage or their next pamper party.
Well, Ross, we got you there. Did you have any more questions?
Well, I was going to ask one about, somebody like myself, where maybe you have somebody you maybe go out with and maybe you want to give them a massage. I mean, my biggest fear is that I obviously wouldn't want to hurt them, but then, you want to treat that person to, some type of massage. So without really going to school or something, what are some other ways you can learn how to do a fairly decent massage with, say, not, with no level of saying go to a professional school? I mean, what is the right way to do it?
I mean, you can't have, first of all, if you're at home, if you can get a massage table, get a massage table, because a massage in the bed and on the floor is not too comfortable. Because if you get it on the bed, the first thing the mattress is going to do when you try to add pressure is go down. You're on the floor, your knees going to hurt, or the person ain't going to feel comfortable. So I would say go on eBay. I just bought a table off eBay for $108.
Okay.
And you can just ask the person, how is this pressure? And they'll let you know, hey, if this hurts, I'll tell you. That's how I would go about it.
Okay. Okay.
Because a massage on the table is better on a massage table than on a bed.
Okay.
To me, that's where a lot of people make a mistake. If you can, get one. But a massage on the mattress, what happens when you lay on the mattress? Your mattress goes down. So just imagine you trying to add pressure onto somebody's back, and the mattress is going to go down with your weight plus that person's weight.
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
Just, like I say, go on eBay, $108 for a massage table, bam. Then
right. You
can work your magic on the massage table.
Gotcha. Thank you.
And you can do it any way you want to at home. No sheets. If you don't want to massage nobody with no sheets, you ain't got to massage it with no sheets.
Wow.
And one more thing. Please do not massage anybody with some damn baby oil at home. Just get some cocoa, get some shea butter or some massage cream. No baby oil.
Okay.
No baby oil, please.
No.
get
shea
some massage
butter.
Cream.
What was that? Massage cream.
Get some massage cream or some shea butter. You know, at least with the shea butter and the massage cream, you can grip a little bit better. With baby oil, nah.
Hmm. And you know what we always, you know, I can say that, you know, people are real quick. I'm the first one, you know, let me go grab that baby oil, you know, get that rub down. Because that's what we've seen on TV, so that's something, you know. What? And since you said don't get the baby oil, what's the problem with the baby oil?
Oil is too slippery. You can't grip. And plus, you got to use too much, and it clogs the skin.
Wow.
The key word is baby oil, not massage. I don't even use massage oil.
Okay. Now, you know, the one thing that sticks out in your business is therapeutic massage. And, you know, that's a fancy word for your average person. You know, what is a therapeutic massage? Seriously. You know, there's a massage, there's a therapeutic massage. You know, what is the difference, you know, between them?
Oh, excuse me. Therapeutic is more of just to help people get over, like, injuries. When we were in school, we had to pick our business name. So I was like, Roger. Then I was like, soft therapeutic. Put the two together. Roger's therapeutic massage. Bam. Business name right there. Booyah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what basically therapeutic is. It's like when you say you like, break your leg and you go through physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what therapeutic is. It's helping you get the muscle strength back in that muscle. So that's what that is.
Okay, so do a lot of people come to you who have injuries? I mean, since we're talking about the therapeutic side of it, do a lot of people come to you with injuries? Or do they, you know,
it's
do they call you about that?
Like runners and people who work out. And then some people who come with just tightness in their shoulders, because that's what mainly most people work on a computer. They keep their tension up in their shoulder area.
So, you know, I've got like a ton of questions, and I'm trying not to step on nobody's toes, but I'm getting ready to get all up. I'm getting ready to get all up in your business. Now, for my listeners who really don't know about Roderick, you know, I'm not going to get too deep up in it, but, you know, you're hearing the D, and, you know, I don't want you to name drop if you can't. But who are some people that my listeners may know that you've given a massage to, if you don't mind me asking? You know, who don't mind you dropping their name?
I mean, I've given, of course, my big sister that always show me love when she comes to Detroit is Roxy Reynolds.
The Roxy Reynolds, you know, big ass, nice looking sister Roxy Reynolds.
Yes, that one.
Wow. You know, and you said
I mean, I gave a massage to Whitney Houston.
And wow, you know, I guess I'm just kind of dumbfounded over here, you know, because as they say, I've got so many questions, so I'm trying to make sure I ask them right. Do you give a couples massage? You know, you always, and a lot of things, I apologize for my questions, but a lot of my questions, I see this stuff on TV, you know, you see the husband and wife, you know, in a massage room together. Do you offer couples massages?
I mean, at the place I work at, they do offer, but as me personally, if I did it, I would have to, like, see if one of my friends, if she's not busy, if she can fit it in to come with me. If not, then I have to ask people to come to the place that I work at.
Okay. But, I mean, for a home visit, if you could get someone to go with you, you would be able to offer a couple's massage.
Yeah, if I could get someone to come with me.
Okay. And another question I have to ask you, you know, being that you are a African-American male in this industry, how is it being a massage therapist, especially, you know, in this industry? What are the benefits to, let's say, a man like Ross who maybe had never thought about doing massages but may want to get into it? What suggestions would you give men who are considering, you know, going into this either full or part-time?
I mean, me personally, I got in it, but after I found out this is what I love to do. You know, just can't jump into it full-heartedly. Like, this, I look at it as a career choice. It's not a job to me. It's a career. So I love to do what I do. And it's just like you have to be professional, because it's too much reputation out here. People already look at guys as being massage therapists like, oh, you just want to feel and touch on me. No, I want to feel and touch on your wallet, okay?
I hear that.
I want to feel and touch on your wallet because I'm professional. I also want to help satisfy my clients from the aches and pains. But first of all, I'm a businessman. I'm not trying to feel in touch on you. If I want to feel in touch on somebody, once I get the money from you, I'll go straight down the street to the strip club and feel on somebody.
Okay. For all you ladies who are listening and all you guys, this is a professional here. All he wants to touch is your wallet. So if you ain't got no grain in your wallet, I'm suggesting that you're not
I ain't saying. I ain't saying it's all about the money.
I'm just saying.
But some of your listeners may take that the wrong way. I'm passionate about what I do. I mean, sometimes people may not have the money. It's always a thing called a barter system. That's the one thing businesses forgot about. We don't barter no more. It's all about bartering. Hey, sometimes, and we ain't got the money, but sometimes you may got the contacts that I need to get to. So if you can help me get to them people, then we can always make an arrangement about getting a massage.
Mm. So as they, you know, as I tell everybody when I go places, especially when I'm car shopping, everything is negotiable. I don't pay the sticker price. Is that what you're saying? Even, and when I say negotiable, I'm not meaning it in a bad way, but you're saying that there is a way to negotiate the fee if, you know, maybe I couldn't pay the fee, but maybe I had four or five people that wanted to come to you, and they came to you,
but
not
it's
just...
Once, it's once they come, like now I got the program where if you refer four friends, once they get their massages, you get your massage for $45.
And that's a question. You know, I'm glad you brought up the price of massage. What is... I know that everybody has their own prices, but what is the average price of a massage? I mean, what is just too much for a massage and what is reasonable? Because there's prices all over the place for massages. You know, when people look up, you know, when I go to Vegas, I think they're charging $95 to $100 for 30 minutes. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And then you've got even places locally that the prices vary. What is, you know, what is a fair price? I'm not going to say a wrong price, but what is a fair price for a massage, in your opinion, being that you aren't a professional?
I mean, I don't need to speak on what I charge, or what every state charges differently, because maybe in Las Vegas, the people got the money to pay $95 for 35 minutes. So it's, they put it out there, so if somebody got the money to pay for it, then of course, like it's here. If I put it out there and somebody wanted a 30-minute massage for $95, yeah, yeah, it's going on my menu. Because the more people pay for it, the more money I get. And it's
okay,
just all about supply and demand.
Okay, but let me give you an example. I'm a licensed cosmetologist, and I did hair for years. There's a fair price, and there's a price that's just too damn high. You know, I tell everybody, for a relaxer, $60 is fair. I would never, I don't care if you got the money or not, I would never suggest that a female pay $120 for a relaxer. That's what I'm asking, you know. What is really fair? Because there's fair and there's just too damn high. And just because people got it don't mean that it's a fair price. What is really a fair price
for
a massage?
It's a fair price if I'll say for our industry, if 30 minutes, if that's what people want, and if a number of people pay it, then, of course, a place is going to keep that on the menu. You're going to put it out there, but if don't too many people pay that, you're going to go down. Like me, I don't do 30 minutes at nobody's house. I'm not about to load up my table, my sheets, go to nobody's house for 30 minutes. Mm-mm. 30 minutes is not even on my menu. But if you at a spa, you really, to me, you're not really paying. You're paying for to use the pool, the facilities, and every other thing. You can stay the whole day. Like, if you go to Las Vegas and pay $95 for 30 minutes, and if they got a pool and a jacuzzi and fitness, guess what? You can stay there all day and use that because you paid for that service.
Okay.
Well, for me, when I first got out of school, I was doing 30 minutes for an hour. Nobody picked up on that. So I'm like, oh, I'm about to keep doing this. So I eventually went up. And now I do 65 minutes for $75. And some people say that's too much. Well, I don't need to talk to you then.
Okay.
Because I'm like a mechanic. I'm not about to go down and be cheap and break my back. So if you can't afford $75 and you say, ooh, that's too much, but you'll go to the white man and pay $100 for the same thing I'm offering, then you go right ahead and get what you're going to get. Because sometimes you may not get the best.
Okay, so what is the average? I mean, and I'm just talking about in general, what is the average cost for an hour-long massage?
I can't, like at the spot, at the place I work at, the average price used to be $100 on a weekday. It was $120 on the weekday. But then on the weekend, it was $140 plus gratuity.
Okay. Stupid question, you know, and I'm a toy person, so, you know, I'm always researching. Do massage therapists do, like, in the toy business, I look at my competitors. I look at who's selling what, and I look at their prices. And even though I may think my price is one way, I try to keep in line with my competition as far as my prices. Sometimes I'm a little lower, sometimes a little higher. Does the massage industry do that? Do they look at their competitors and do they say, okay, well, this is charging this? And, you know, it's some people that you can't compete with because maybe they're a chain. But in average, when does the massage industry look around or do they just say, you know what, bump it, I don't care what they're charging, I'm going to charge this amount regardless? Or do they try to stay competitive?
Everybody looks around. I mean, the only way Massage Green offer theirs for $29.95, if any of your listeners see that commercial, it's because they are franchised. They can afford to do that for your first massage. Now, when you go in there, they're going to ask you to join. It's not like a membership. It's like you're paying for your DirecTV bill, and you keep that. You pay that certain amount, and you can go in there and get your as many massages as you want for $29.95 for that month. So if you're paying $34 a month, you can go ahead and pay $29 for your next massage if they got it the same way when I worked there, when they first opened here. But
okay.
Me, I can't afford to do a massage for $30 because $30, that's my gas. That won't even fill up my gas in my truck.
Okay. So basically, is it wise for a person who's looking to get a massage to shop around?
I mean, you can shop around just like if you shop around for like a hairstylist. You want to find out who's the best fit for you. And I'll never say I'm the best. I'm the best at what I do for my guests. but I kind of try to make myself better each time you come back, because I don't want to, my mind, I want to make my own self better. I'm not trying to be better than someone who works at Massage Green or who somebody works at another spa. I'm trying to be the best that I can be.
Okay, and I got a question for you, you know, because as they say, I'm all up into picking folks' brains. So, you know, let's say that I was traveling out of town and, I'm going to give a hypothetical. Let's say that Ross is my boy and he's in the 803. Ross, where is the 803 at?
That's in South Carolina.
Okay, and you know, let's say my boy Ross, now he done heard from me and four or five other folks who here in the D and then traveled around. You the bomb diggity. And Ross said, you know what, I'm calling the massage therapist, but you know what, I can't get to the D. How do I get this brother down to North Carolina? You know, because I don't want nobody down here. I want the massage therapist. Are you traveling to people? You know, are you just mainly in the D?
I mean, if the price is right, then, yeah, I would travel.
You know, so if somebody called and said, you know what, I got this plane ticket, I want you down here at midnight. You know, we got a red eye.
First of all, I'd see if one of my days off, then yeah. But it's for my bread and butter, I would have to see. You know, bread and butter, depend on, I usually work Thursday through Sundays. Monday and Wednesdays, I'm off. For the right price, I guess I maybe would have to take a day off. But then I don't want to let down my clients that I have here. You know, that's the schedule at the place I'm working at.
Okay.
Now, if I can come when I get off, then, hey, yeah.
You know, we talking about Ross got that money. You know, that's big balling. He got the red eye. You know, I'm talking about we know you got the JOB here, but we talking about flying you down there just for the massage and flying you back.
Then hell yeah. As soon as I get off work, shit, I may need a bag. Just let me know. I throw my shit in the backpack, my toothbrush, and that's closed, so when I get through, I can
Ross,
walk fast.
You hear this? I'm trying to hook you up.
I want to get back on the plane and be like, damn, as long as I ain't got to bring my side table, because you know how the airport is. Brother can't afford to lose the massage table.
Well, I don't know. Absolutely. I think if Ross flying you down, you probably flying private jet. You know, if he bringing you down.
Oh,
like...
well, man, that's different. You know. I mean, to me, right now, that would be like my dream thing to do, is to fly out and travel.
And and one of the things, you know, every week I have a question of the week, and, you know, we still got a little bit in your question, but, you know, Ross brought this up last week, you know, about swagger. And, Ross, I want you to know, I did a lot of research on swag, and there's so much stuff about swag out there. You know, I'm still trying to figure out if I got swag, because everything I can say, arrogant and into oneself, I think I got swag, but then I don't know. You know, so I'm touching on this swag. See, I told you I was going to touch on it. I touched on this subject. I mean, I done went looking all on the internet because I had to educate myself, because I told you, you know, I hear that, but when I hear stuff like that, I'm thinking about young folks. I'm not thinking about me. And, you know, I don't know if you heard me when the show first came on, but the definition, and this is from the Merriam-Webster, you know, that thing that we all used to pull out and read all the time, that dictionary.
Yeah.
I went and pulled it. And really, they don't have swag. They have swagger. And they said the definition of swagger was to conduct oneself in an arrogant or superstitiously pompous manner, especially to walk with an air of overbearing self-confidence. And then they had to boast or to brag. You know, and then they kind of broke it down into even bullying. You know, and I'm like, well, damn, I don't think I'm a bully. you know. And then, you know, they gave some examples by saying he has a swagger that annoys some of his teammates. And I'm like, okay, well, I ain't trying to be an annoying bitch here. But then you get to another definition that said a mark of elegance and showness. So I was like, you know what, I'm going on this. So since you brought this up last week, Ross, and I told y'all I was going to check it out, sweetie, what is your definition of swagger, and do we still have it? Because I done read it, and I don't think I'm a bully. You know, I think I have a little bit of air about myself, but I definitely don't think I'm a bully. You know, and I think I got some elegance.
I want to be honest with you. I don't think I'm a bully either, but I think in what I do have a certain air of confidence.
Okay.
I'm kind of with you on that. I do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I had to check it out. I told you.
Yes, you did.
If I don't know, I'm going to check it out. So, Robert,
I mean, that's what swag is. It's confidence in what you do. Because I may not be the best talker to somebody out at the club about trying to holler, but if you ask me something about a massage, then guess what? I'm spitting off shit like fire. I'm spitting shit out like fire. I'll make you be like, damn, I wasn't going to get a massage from a guy at first, but damn, I got to check this brother out. Because that's what it all is. Because I met someone a long time ago. Lady gave me the best advice. She's like, if you're trying to pass out your business card, do not go wear no Timberlands and no boots, because they're going to look at you like, no way. So I have to go in khakis and a nice polo shirt and talk to that person, get that person's attention in the first, to me, really the first 5 to 10 seconds that I talk to you and you ask me what I do. I have to make you think in your mind, damn, I never did want to get a massage from a guy, but shit, damn, he know what he's talking about. Shit, to me, that's I'm swagging massage.
Okay, you know, like I said, I'm still trying to figure this out for myself because, you know.
But that's what it is. You have swag with your toys. You got swag with everything else in your job. So you got swag. It's not being a bully. Everybody has different terms of swag, but swag is you got confidence. You know, to me, I'm not trying to be better than nobody else, because there's somebody else that may know something more than I do. I'm trying to be better than me.
I like that, you know, that confidence.
When my mama bills come to the house, ain't the other place where I work at, the other 9 or 10 therapists, ain't nobody going to help me. Ain't nobody going to pay my bills. The clients on my list is going to help me pay my bills. I mean, help pay her bills, but I'm not trying to be, you know, cocky, but at least when I get you on a table, I know 9 out of 10 when you get up, you're going to be satisfied in the work that I've done.
Wow, I like that. You know, like I said, I had to go check it out because Ross put that out there, and I was like, I'm going to really put this out there, and I kept meaning to put it on Twitter, you know, and I just didn't get a chance to put it out there this week because I was so busy unsuccessfully trying to go to Twitter jail. I haven't been in Twitter jail in a minute. And Ross, if you don't know what Twitter jail is, it's when you tweet so much that they tell you you can't tweet no more. So
okay.
That's what Twitter jail is. And I mean, for me, it's some people, their goal is different. My goal is to once a day for about 2 months, I was in Twitter jail two or three times a day. And I've kind of slacked off, so I think it's time I start going back to Twitter jail because people not hearing me. When I go to Twitter jail, people hear me. When I'm quiet, they really don't hear me. You know, but had to touch on that subject, you know, and definitely, you know, for everybody who's listening, you know, don't be afraid to go into the chat room because sometimes everybody don't want to call in like Ross. Everybody's not going to call in like Roderick. You know, some people are listening and they'll say, okay, I want to listen to the archive. Listen to the archive show. But the one thing, you know, as they say, I always have to get my plug in. make sure you go to the website, thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Pick up all your toys. You know, this week's feature product that's going to be demoed tonight is already on the homepage. You know, anybody who's trying to get to Exotica Atlantic City, make sure if you don't want to pay that $75 for that VIP ticket, pick up a V's After Dark calendar for $25. Get entered for that chance to get that VIP ticket. You got to get to Atlantic City. I'm just going to get you into the door of the show. But remember, 3 days broadcasting live in Atlantic City, and we're going to have a ball. We're going to have Mr. Magique. We're going to have Tyomi there. It's going to be so many people there, along with the whole crew from Exotica. If you've never been to an Exotica event, this is one to go to. This is a new show. We're going to be at the Taj Mahal, so I'm really excited about it. I'm excited that we're going to be airing live. You know, I do the show live every week, but being in the D doing it live and being around 10, 15,000 people live is a whole lot different. And especially since I'm the one on the hot seat versus just being interviewed. Also, guys, make sure that you listen to my upcoming interviews. Next week, I've got Anthony B of So Sincere Entertainment. If you don't know who he is one of the behind-the-scenes guys for Rick Ross, you know, and I'm loving this. And I know everybody keeps saying, Rick Ross, yes, Rick Ross. This is one of the behind-the-scenes persons, you know. I did my research, and I'm, like, loving this man, you know. Anthony B., we're going to have fun. He's going to be on the hot seat. We've had a few conversations on the phone, and I'm just ready for this interview. Following week, the Miss Chocolate, the sexy, the lovely Miss Coco Divine. And, oh, going to have her on here live. And if you don't know who she is, you better know it. She said in her bio, check her out, the hot and the sexy. And for everybody who knows who my bestie is, and, you know, I say it with no problem because this is my bestie, Miss Naomi Banks. She's going to be letting us know what's going on for 2013. And that's a show that if you don't hear any other show, that is the show that you want to listen to, because this is one of the most gorgeous women in the industry, you know. Yeah, I don't say it because she's my bestie. I say it because she is actually really sexy. If you've never seen her in person, she is one of the most fabulous people around, and she's so great. And, you know, to have her on the show is going to be great. And we've got retired adult porn star, Miss Desire, who's going to be letting us know what's going on with her. So we've got a big lineup, and these are shows that you really want to hear and ask these questions, because every single person that's coming on is ready to be put on this hot seat, you know. Everybody's ready to tell me what their favorite toy is. Some people I know what their favorite toy is. Others I don't. The upcoming projects, I can't wait just like you to hear, you know. Everybody has that one question that you want to pose. And I'm telling everybody, if you tell everybody, tell your friends, listen to V's After Dark, the place where I'm uncensored, unfiltered. This week's show is a little bit more tame because we're getting into the art of massage and talking to my boy Roderick. You know, and definitely,
you got to be tame because you know some of your clients got them naughty questions that they always want to ask somebody. So just anybody got any naughty question they want to ask, just ask it. Just blurt it out because I know it's some out there.
Okay, well, you know, you don't open up that door. And
I'm opening up the door. I've been there watching WWE with some hot cocoa waiting on the question.
Well, you know what? It's like I said, I knew that my questions were tame questions because me and you are always talking, you know. So I'm asking the questions that I think people want to hear because, like I said, I didn't know about a prenatal massage. You know, I've got two children and I know I ain't getting a massage when I was pregnant, but then that was a million and a half years ago when Jesus was a baby. So, you know, a little bit different. You know, me and him.
And
been...
also, gotta let your clients know, too, I got golf ball massage and heated bamboo sticks.
Well, why don't you tell us about them? I don't know about them. You know, what's that golf ball massage?
Golf ball is just a little... Golf ball is old before I started massages. seen this place do it for Father's Day, where they put the golf balls in the water and they heated them up and they were rolling them. But then this fantastic lady I met on Facebook, Heather, she created this little golf ball holder. She's been on the doctor's show, and it helps you control the golf ball a little bit more easier to add that pressure to get into those muscles where you don't have to always use your hands.
Mm.
So she's blowing up, too, with that little bitty device.
Wow.
And heated bamboo sticks ain't nothing but like bamboo sticks. When I went to this massage convention in San Diego, the lady had them there, and I got a chair massage with the bamboo sticks. So I was like, I'm so, where a kid at? I'll pay $100. So it's very good. If they go on my website, it's more information on my website about the golf ball massages.
You know, and I'm a,
I know you got a question. I know you got a dirty question in one of your auction areas, so just come on, spit it out. This is about business, boo.
You know, well, you know what? When we're talking about massage, I always, you know, sometimes I'm serious. You know, I'm not always the freak that everybody think I am.
Mine does say you were a freak, but I know somebody, one of your listeners, got a question that
well,
they want to ask.
That people are scared to call in because remember this is live radio, so you never know who's listening. And some people,
but you ain't gotta never say your name on live radio. You can always disguise your voice.
Well, I'm gonna take it to a new level for my listeners. You know, this is for you, and I'm gonna ask you this because I'm sure that somebody may want to know this. Has any of your clients, be it that at your place of employment or when you've done a private massage, has any of your clients ever just hit on you and said, baby, fuck me?
No, not really. No. No. In my dreams, yeah, but not really.
So you never had a client hit on you?
I mean, you have people hit on you and ask you, you know, you have a girlfriend or a wife.
Talk about
you know.
Girlfriend or wife, I'm talking about somebody reach over and do like Samantha did on Sex and the City and grab your damn ball.
No, not really. Not in my dreams. In my dreams, yeah, but not in real life.
You know, because we always see that shit on TV. Ross, I'm sure you done seen that shit, ain't you, where you know the person getting a massage, next thing you know, they fucking. Ross done went silent on me on that one. You know, I'm just curious, you know, because we all...
I mean, everyone's differently. You have to handle stuff in a professional way.
I ain't talking about the professional
because
way. I'm about to freak
you out. I'm just saying, you can't... That's just like a dancer. A dancer don't sleep with all of his guests, all of his clients at the club. Because once you do, you spoil that.
I didn't say sleep with them. I said, has the person came on you? You know, has the person grabbed you? You know, has somebody said...
No.
Okay.
No, not yet. I mean, I wouldn't know. I would be shocked if they, you know, if a female did. Nah, if a male did, then, hey, this massage might be over with.
Okay, Ed, that is another question for me. You know, we have a lot of, and to all my listeners, a lot of fabulous gay men, you know, and I know quite a lot of them. You know, some of them, you know, as they say, bitch got it going on. But with that, you know, there are a lot of gay men who like massages, and they love them just as much as anybody else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking, do you discriminate? I'm asking, have you ever done a gay male, and he's like, you know, looked at you and batted them eyes and said, what's your number?
No, then I'll be like, sorry, strictly fishly. I don't discriminate. But I love my coochie.
Okay, you know, and do a lot of men.
No worries, no problem.
Do a lot of men.
Oh, we got Ross back.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Somebody called. My bad.
So we get Ross for 2 hours. Ross loving this. See, Ross waiting on the sex play demo. That's what Ross waiting on. Cause
I'm calling to be educated about massages.
But actually, you know, that's, you know, the big thing is that with this, we got the massages going on, you know, and I love my massage. I mean, we all know that I don't think that I'm loyal to any one person, because depending on what mood I'm in, depends on where I get my massage at, you know. And, you know, I know everybody say that's your boy, and he already know that I'm probably the worst person for a massage. I can't lock down to a massage because of my schedule. It's like I try my best to get in, and it just don't always happen. But I do want to know, you know, and I know that this is, like I said, tonight is really serious about the massages, you know, and I know that we've been playing around with some of the other questions. But another question I have for you is that you have, like, a lot of people out here who have, like, CP and MS and fibromyalgia and these different illness, these different problems, and some people get it, some people don't. You know, what would you recommend for a person with CP or MS about getting a massage? And is there a different way to do massages on these people? Because we do have a lot of people who have these type of ailments going on, and fibromyalgia.
Now, what is CP?
Cerebral palsy.
You talking meta. I don't know if I've ever done anybody with cerebral palsy before. No. Haven't done, but of course they probably can. They can probably get a massage. You probably would just have to do in a different way. But I would never discriminate on somebody. I mean, you know, about what they have.
Well, I'm not asking about discrimination. I'm talking about, you know, the benefits for these people, because, like I said, a person with CP and MS, a lot of these, you know, these are ailments that attack the nervous system and the muscles and stuff. So, you know, that's what I'm getting at with fibromyalgia and MS and CP and lupus. A lot
It would be good for them, just like it would be good for anybody else. It would help keep their muscles from tensing up so much.
Because I think I read on your website, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you did a benefit for what was it? It was it fibromyalgia or something that you did a benefit for, that you did massages for? I know that I had read it somewhere that you did the massage for. It was some charity that you did a massage for.
Shit, damn, I gotta look up my list. And shit, that had been so long ago, V. You made me. I thought I had everything prepared for you. Hold on. Here we go. Bam. Yeah, I did it at an MS walk. That was at Comerica Park. That was like years ago.
Okay, but, you know, and that is one of the things, you know, being that you did the MS walk, and, you know, for anybody who doesn't know about MS, MS can hit you at any time of their life. I have a couple of friends who have MS, you know, and you never know a person has MS, you know, unless they tell you most of the time, unless it's gotten to a debilitating state. But some people with MS never get debilitated because of the different things. You know, the most famous person that I know that has MS is Montel Williams, you know, who went very public when he got diagnosed. Being that, you know, you did that charity walk, and like I said, I read it on your website, and I was really curious, and I was like, wow, I love anybody who does anything for charity. You know, that's just my big thing, you know, giving back to people. And, you know, with the MS, you know, the benefits that, because that is a serious disease, you know, what do you say to a person, you know, who may be at the beginning stages of MS, but some people are embarrassed. I mean, I don't care what type of disease you get or what type of ailment you get. Some things are just embarrassing, even if you don't want it to be, because you don't want people to stigmatize you or say you can't get this or you can't get that. You know, what are the benefits of a person, you know, with MS getting a massage?
It'd be basically about the same as I could say personally from me speaking, that it probably would be the same as if a regular person would get, their muscles are tight, so they want to help them get looser.
Okay, and with a person with MS, and like I said, I've got friends who have it, so it's dear to my heart because I have a couple of close friends that have it. You know, when they, you know, because I have, the weather affects them. I mean, everything affects one of my friends who has it. And a lot of people don't know that they have it. So, you know, and I know that I think she gets a massage like damn near once a week or almost once every 2 weeks, you know. And she's always saying how, you know, she's trying to make sure she get in to get her massage. I mean, I think she's more faithful to her massage therapist sometimes than she is to her husband, because she'd be like, oh, hell no, I got to go to see the massage therapist. You know, do you have any clients that are like that because of their ailment?
None that I can think of, or none that would probably, you know, like they said, they might not tell you, because they may think you may treat them a different way. So I may have some people that do have it, but they won't tell me, because they don't want me to treat them like a special type of way. So.
Okay. And do you have any upcoming events? Like I said, I saw that you did the MS walk, and, you know, it was a fabulous thing. Like I said, it really caught me and it touched me. I was like, yes, I love it. You know, do you have any other charity events that you have upcoming that you want to tell the listeners about that they may be able to see you?
I have something coming up that's in the works, so. Like how most people in the industry, when they have something coming up, they really don't want to talk about it until it's finalized.
Okay.
They don't want to jinx anything. So I have something coming up in the works in March. That'll be coming up real soon. So I just have to print out some stuff and send it back, and then I can talk about it then afterwards.
Okay.
You know,
well,
before the event, I will let your listeners know.
Okay. Well, I really want to thank you for being on the show tonight, you know. And let's get a shout out. How can people contact you? Let's get your Twitter and your website so people can contact you, sweetie.
Twitter is Miss. I think I changed my Twitter name. No, I think it's Massage Therapist. It's Therapist without the T. And my website is www.rozickstherapeuticmassage.com. And business number is 313-424-2522.
Okay, well, I want to thank you for being on the show, baby. We're going to take a brief break if you want to hold on, because in a few minutes we've got the sex toy demo. Ross, you going to hang around for that? And we got some housework. You know, some housekeeping that we got to do. So you guys listen, and right now, everybody, you're listening to V's After Dark. Okay, you know, we got that TLC going tonight. And you're listening to V's After Dark with your girl, Miss V, the Toy Lady. Tonight's topic, we had Roderick, the massage therapist, on. Got to give my boy a big round of applause. I want to thank you for being on the show. You know, for these last few minutes, we're going to get into our topic tonight. What is swag and do you have it? Call in, let me know. Do you have swag? Because I'm thinking I got some swag. I know I got some groove going on, but I got my swag. In the meantime, I'm going to bring back on Roderick and I'm going to bring back on Ross. And we're going to have a conversation just with the three of us. Feel free to join in because all you got to do is just call in, talk, hit the chat line. Let us know what's on your mind tonight. I got my boys back. So, everybody still there? What's going on?
Yeah.
Y'all love it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That Red Light Special, you know, I miss TLC. You know, I think about plenty of babies that could have been made to that song.
Plenty of babies still made that song.
Probably. Somebody might have made a baby tonight to that song, as far as I know. That's
sure
why
we're thinking about it.
Yeah, it's my damn Red Light Special. What's
up? About that time, too.
Yeah, it is booty call time, ain't it? For those folks who, you know, and yeah, we grown folks here, so when I say booty call time, you know, we all know. Unfiltered, uncensored, this is the one place where you can say what's on your mind. Don't worry about what you got to say. Don't worry about being quote-unquote politically correct, you may offend somebody. If you get offended, this is not the show to come to. I'm not going to use a whole lot of, I don't believe in putting down one race over another, but I am going to ask, you know, questions. If you think this race got it better than that one, you know, why I got everybody on. We got to get a topic for next week. You know, my thing is about going down and eating pussy, you know. Everybody don't do it, you know. Some, you know, depending on the culture, depends on how they do it. Some people call it carpet munching, you know. Some people go and eat the cat, you know, some people go out to lunch, you know. I done heard so many different terms. I'd be like, you know, I've heard, when I first heard carpet muncher, I didn't know what the hell that meant. You know, what do you mean carpet muncher? And then I realized, oh, it is like a kind of carpet down there, so you're munching on the carpet, you know. But I've heard people say they're going out to lunch, you know, they having a snack. What are some of the terms that you guys use, you know, if you don't mind me asking, when you, going down on a woman?
Wow.
Wow, did I just get that? I'm just so silent. You know, I just asked y'all shit, and y'all just go silent on my ass. Like, damn, this bitch just asked this. Are you serious? And this bitch want me to answer this? Hell yeah, I want you to answer.
I usually call it candy myself.
Wow.
And like, if I'm from going to give my lady, I always tell her that, you know, I got a sweet tooth, and she knows what that means.
Ah.
Yeah.
Roderick, as you're silent on me, I'm just a big sister. You can tell me, sweetie. I guess he said, hell no.
Oh, my bag. My bag, I pushed the mute button.
Ah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can
hear. I had a mute button. Peaches and cream, you know, Scooby-Doo snack.
Wow.
You know, like they always say that famous joke, if one left thigh was Christmas and one was New Year's, can I come visit for the holidays?
Wow.
Yeah, that's a still a goodie.
Oh, wow. You know, we need to be talking about next week's show because, you know, I'm going to have Anthony B. And Anthony B. told me I could ask him anything I want to. If either of you guys had a question to ask Anthony B., and I'm hoping that both of you call in next week, what's the question that you would ask Anthony that you wouldn't expect somebody to ask him? And Anthony, if you listen, be prepared because these are my listeners. We getting ready to go ham on you, baby.
I mean, I've met him once, so I kind of asked him the question that I wanted to ask you know, what could I do to get myself out? And he gave me some good advice. So, and I think I've been doing that, trying to think outside the box.
Yeah, cool ass brother.
He was cool. He was cool when he came here. I met him at the Crazy Horse.
Ross,
yes.
What's that question that you were asked that you wouldn't anticipate somebody to ask Anthony? Because like I said, I'm gonna have fun with his ass next week. He don't know. He coming to the totally uncensored, unfiltered bitch show. You know, I'm getting ready to get all up in his damn business if he didn't know.
You know what? Actually, I have two. One, what would be the best toy to use while you're in the midst of doing that? And kind of what are some other techniques that you can employ while you're actually in the midst of it?
I want to know his best pickup line because, you know, this dude is like one of the tops in the industry. You know, he is... You know, started his business, and I ain't going to say too much, but I did my research, and, you know, I know that in the entertainment industry, people just assume that bitches throwing pussy at them. I want to know what is his best pickup line, because, you know, you might have pussy thrown at you, but everybody might not know who you is. And I'm going to ask them, you know, for that female who don't know who the hell he is, what pickup line do he use? Because if my man is listening... which he probably is. You know, we know the pickup line he used on me. That shit really worked. I still didn't know who the hell he was. I ain't going to say who he is, but I had to do my damn research. I was like, who the hell is this nigga? You know, I'm in the music industry. You know, big fucking deal. You know, big deal, you in the damn music industry. Who the fuck are you? Do I know you? Are you on the radio? And I'm like... He probably going to kick my ass when he hear this shit later. Be like, really? You put me on blast? But, he know. I didn't know who the hell he was. And, you know, I've been in this 5 years with him. And I tell everybody his pickup line was, I could DJ one of your events. I know this person, this person, and this person. And I'm like, oh, this motherfucking name dropping. Really? And I used to throw swingers parties. So, you know, that was his pickup line to me. And then I was going through some shit with my man and... We had stayed friends, and he shot me a message, you know, like, I thought, like most females think, you know, this nigga trying to pick up on me, because he sent me a message. I used to blast my business all over Yahoo, Twitter, you know, if you wanted to know what the hell was going on, you knew when I was getting fucked and when I wasn't getting fucked. I done toned down from that. And I put it out there, my man fucking another bitch, da-da-da-da-da, you know, he saw my message, you want to talk, you want to have dinner? Oh, motherfucker, I ain't trying to talk to you. Fuck you. Boom. You know? But his pickup line was smooth. He's like, let me take you to dinner. I said, listen, I'm drunk as hell. Come pick me up. This motherfucker took me to dinner and didn't try to fuck me. You know that turned me on. I'm like, damn, take me to dinner? Brought me home, dropped me off at the front door. Didn't even try to come in. Didn't try to hit on me. Didn't try to get the pussy or nothing. He probably wanted it, but he ain't try to get it. We went back and forth for a month like that, you know. And we've been together, it's been 5 years. But, you know, that was his pickup line, you know, let's talk. I'll be your friend. So I want to know what Anthony B's pickup line is, because I know a lot of people don't know who he is. And there's some sisters who might, you know, be saying, bump this like I did, you know. And I think that's going to be next week's show topic, the best pickup line, because... You know, I'm up there, and I don't get a chance to deal with pickup lines. Now the pickup line that I get, how can I call you? You know, so y'all want to know how I respond now when people ask me how can they call me?
Yes.
Call my radio show, baby. I'm on Tuesday nights 9 to 11. They get mad at me like, what? That's my new response. Call my radio show. They just be looking at me like, yeah, right, this bitch got a radio show. I done had plenty of brothers. You got a radio show? Yeah, I got a radio show. Call in, baby. You know, when I give them the number, they just be like, oh, she done made up some number. She ain't got no 646 number. I tell them, yeah, that's really my number. Call me. I got you. You know, so for all them brothers who I told, you know, in the past week, call 646 and you listen, this is really my show. Call me. You know, I ain't say I was going to give you no pussy. I said, call me. You know, 9 to 11 Tuesday nights, Eastern Standard Time. I know y'all say she is off the chain tonight. But, okay, for y'all listening, I'm not high yet, but my doctor gave me some fabulous drugs for everybody who I got to give my shout out. Thank you to everybody for the past couple of weeks who's been asking me how I'm doing from the car accident, back still sore, you know, finally got some serious drugs. You know, the doctor got me high as hell for the past couple of days, so I've been a little loopy, you know, but I'm doing better. Thank you for all the get well wishes, and I should be hopefully back 100% soon. But, you know, for those who have been calling me and shooting me them text messages, thank you. Your girl is doing a little bit better, you know. I'm not loopy tonight. I made sure I didn't take the drugs before I came on air, or y'all would have probably got the drug addict talking about, can I get a hit sound tonight? But I'm doing a whole lot better, and as this goes on, we'll find out. And you know what? We're like a few minutes away from tonight's sex toy demo. So, Ross, I know that you like listening to that. What you like about that sex toy demo? You know what? Every time you call in, I'm going to fuck with you. I'm just letting you know. So be prepared to be fucked with, all right? I'm just letting you know. I'm going to fuck with you. You call in, I'm going to fuck with you. So don't, you will be on my hot seat every time your ass call in.
That's fine. That's what's up.
I'm just letting you know. So, you know, don't think you're going to call in and not get fucked with. I'm being a little easy on my little brother tonight because he's sick. But he know normally I'd be fucking with him too. But see, you my target tonight, Ross, because you done called in 2 weeks in a row. Oh yeah, we gonna fuck with you, baby. You know what
that's
the hell do you know what do you like about the sex toy demo?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Ever since the one from last week, I literally been sitting there doing research on it. I'm like, well, damn. So this is what she used. I'm like, well, damn. Okay. Well, I like that. So now I'm trying to become an expert with sex toys.
Oh, wow. I like that. You know, did you guys notice I changed my picture last week? Did anybody notice I changed the picture on my blog talk picture?
No, I didn't see that. In fact, I actually just joined I actually linked up to your Twitter page tonight. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all my ass. I'm paying good money for that shit right now. Well, I was, you know. it was on layaway for about 6 months, you know.
Yes, indeed.
Actually, I think it looks better than that picture because at that time my trainer wasn't kicking my ass. You know, it's gotten better, you know. I tell everybody, you know, that 6 month layaway plan when, you know, you get your ass beat works. And she kicked my ass for 6 months.
Wow. You ought to put another picture on there to kind of show how you're progressing along. Because that picture's pretty good.
I'm thinking about it. I actually got a – when I told a few people, you know, it's kind of funny. Everybody knows I have the calendar out there. And it's amazing how motherfuckers come out the woodwork when they see you doing something. You know, now I got bitches talking about, when you doing another calendar, I want to be in your calendar. Fuck you, bitch. You couldn't even work last time. Oh, I'm going to call you again? Shit, it was hard getting your ass out the first time. But it is another calendar coming out, you guys, but it won't be to 2014, and it's going to be, that's something that's in the works. It is another calendar, but unlike this one, it won't be a contest. We're just going to probably, I'm going to probably get some of the hottest 12, 13 women in the country. Maybe even do 15. If I could get to some different cities with some of my girls, like I would love to do a shoot with Coco Devine and Naomi and Miss Desire and Sammy Brooks. And if I could get Ginger Lynn locked down, oh my God, you know, because I don't discriminate, you know. I take a picture with anybody, but you know, it's hard to get all them folks in one photo studio when you're talking about doing stuff. So, you know, that's a little bit in the works. We don't know what's going on yet. There's so much going on for 2013 and 14 that is a lot going on. But, you know, we're 8 minutes down in the show, and I love talking to you guys this week. I've had so much fun. Got to, as they say, continue to give my shout-outs. I want to know why I'm hearing the dog barking. Acting a song called. I don't normally hear that.
Well, maybe the dog won't get on the show.
You know what? He probably barking because it's the snow outside. And, you know, for anybody who know that we getting that snowstorm tonight, it's covered out there tonight. But got it going on. This is unusual. My dog is having a ball. Normally he don't do this. Got to give my shout outs. You know, for everybody who don't know, I know you guys are hearing it every week. Shout out as my props. If you don't know how to follow me, hit me on Twitter, Miss V the Toy Lady. I'll be talking shit all week. Tomorrow night, I think I'm going to be on the Mr. Magic Coffee Show on Blog Talk. If I am, you know, it'll be posted. If not, follow my mentor because he has a lot of shit going on. You know, I never know when I'm going to go on there. Normally, I'm doing a sex toy demo. The way my back is going, I might be too damn high. But make sure you tune in because last week I forgot to put the feature toy on the homepage. This week the feature toy is on the homepage. And actually, this is another one of my favorite toys. And, you know, we're about 2 minutes away from that demo. Actually, a little bit almost ready for it. This week's feature toy is that toy that every woman brags about. If you guys don't know what that is, if you go to any toy store, listen to any toy show, you always hear a woman say, I want a bullet. And we always say, what's a bullet? What the hell is the bullet? Well, the bullet, at least my bullet, has a lot of speed. I know y'all hear that. And mine go from low to high. This bitch is on jam. And I was using this week, and I was like, damn, which toy am I going to use for my demo? And I was like, I'm going to do the bullet. And this bitch almost got me in trouble this weekend. And I know you guys hear it. So, you know, we're going to do a couple of minutes. I'm going to try not to come too hard for you guys this week because I got to be a little relaxed because of my back. But with that, sit back and relax. And I'm going to play with my toy. And y'all get a chance to listen. Tonight's demo, feature product on the homepage, thetoylady.com. It is the bullet. Sit back and listen, babies. Get in trouble. I don't need the FCC on my ass tonight. Ross, you still there, sweetie?
Sweating.
Told you I'm going to fuck with your ass.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Fast bullet. This one has adjustable speed. This is actually on my website. So it goes from low to high. All the pressure, you know, for the woman who can't handle a lot. Yes, this is an advertisement, you guys. For the woman who can't handle a whole lot, you go low, let it go up, it can hit the clit, put it on the inside. This has a nice long, look, about 3-4 foot cord, so she had a remote in her hand while it's going at it. This is a beautiful toy for the woman who says she got to have that bullet. You know, we're down to the last 3 minutes of the show, and I want to thank my guest, Roderick the Massage Therapist from Roderick Therapeutic Massage. You know, it's always good to hear a serious show versus me acting silly and crazy, because y'all gonna get more silly and crazy than you are seriousness from me. That's just how I am. You know, you've got me uncensored, unfiltered, every Tuesday, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your woman, tell your man. Listen to V's After Dark with your girl, Miss V, the Toy Lady. And, again, remember, I will be in Atlantic City, April 19th through the... Ooh, let me change some dates. Third week in April. How's that? I don't want to get my dates wrong, but I will be there that weekend from the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we will be broadcasting live. I'll have my booth number in a couple of weeks, and we're going to have lots of fun, you know. Make that drive, Ross. You come on up to Atlantic City. There's still rooms available. We ain't took them all yet.
Yeah. That's what's up.
And if you guys want 12 months of sexiness, make sure you buy the V's After Dark calendar. That's the one time that, you know, buy that calendar, put in your comments, Exotica Atlantic City. Lord, I'm tongue-tied. And you will be entered for that week's drawing. But you have to buy the calendar. No other purchase will allow it. You have to buy the Who is V calendar, which is the 2013 calendar of all sexiness. Some of the hottest ladies in Detroit. And with that calendar, not only do you get the purchase, you get entered. And like I said, VIP pass, you never know, $75. So make sure you tell everybody, buy that calendar. We're down to our last minute, and I want to thank everybody. If you want to follow me on Twitter, go to Miss V the Toy Lady. I'm on Facebook, V's After Dark Pleasure Products. Yes, I'm still on MySpace, V's After Dark. And you can also site thetoylady.com. That's DATOY.com. I want to thank everybody for coming. I want to thank you for being my great listeners. And until next week, you guys have fun, because it's all about the sex. I'll talk to you next week, baby.
Take care, Ms. Z.
Bye.